This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest coronavirus pandemic numbers 5.8 million cases worldwide, with a death count moving up from 361,000. The figures are kept by Johns Hopkins University. Global hotspots include India, Pakistan, Brazil, and parts of the United States. India set another daily record in the number of new coronavirus cases, pushing its total to 167,000. The country has suffered 4,800 COVID-19 deaths. Still, the government says it will relax its pandemic lockdown in some areas this weekend. Pakistan has recorded its single largest day of new pandemic fatalities at 57. Its overall loss of lives has risen to above 1,300, with some 64,000 cases. In Brazil, daily case numbers continue to swamp overcrowded hospitals. Brazil is second only to the United States, with 438,000 COVID cases and almost 27,000 deaths. South African officials say they have a backlog of 100,000 COVID-19 tests. It is seen as a glaring example of an African continent woefully unprepared to meet a steady uptick in virus cases. Here in the United States, the numbers grow more staggering by the day. 1.7 million infections and a death toll standing at more than 106,000. Many American states are still seeing a rise in virus cases. In the South, Alabama is a prime example, though all 50 states are in the process of trying to restore some semblance of normal. There was some relatively positive news in the newest American jobless report. The latest claims for benefits totaled 21 million, but that was down from 25 million a week earlier. U.S. unemployment, in the view of many economists, could hit 20% in May. In New Zealand, the coronavirus has apparently been eradicated. The last person known to be infected has now left the hospital, and for the fifth straight day, there have been no new cases. New Zealand has suffered only 22 COVID deaths. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app for your listening convenience. Via remote, this is VOA News. With thick smoke still hovering over the city, it is another uneasy day in Minneapolis, in the Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota. It follows a third consecutive night of violence, which spilled over to the neighboring city of St. Paul. Sometimes cheering protesters set fire to scores of businesses, and a police station was lost to flames. At issue this week's death, the 46-year-old George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who pleaded for his life as a white police officer knelt on his neck. Three of his brother officers simply looked on as Floyd begged for air. There have been angry crowds in the streets of cities across the country, stretching from New York to Los Angeles. In Louisville, Kentucky, seven protesters were reported shot with no clear indication of who did the shooting. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has called out the state National Guard to help the fire department safely respond to calls. Dozens of businesses across the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have boarded up their windows and doors in an effort to prevent looting, which has been widespread. Public transit has been shut down. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned what he calls the total lack of leadership in Minneapolis. He described the protesters as thugs and hinted that looters should be shot, tweeting, quote, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." That prompted Twitter to flag the message with a warning label, saying the president had violated its rules against glorifying violence. He has a news conference scheduled for this hour. Presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden accused Mr. Trump of inciting violence against Americans during what he called a moment of pain for so many. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has appealed for calm and has pledged to do absolutely everything, in his words, to keep the peace, though he concedes there is a lot of pain and anger in the city. And there are late reports just in that the fired police officer at the center of the case, Derek Chauvin, has now been arrested. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office say they're conducting a robust investigation. All four ex-police officers involved in the fatal incident have been fired. Governor Walz told a news conference a short time ago, justice needs to be done swiftly. Fires in Minneapolis are still burning at this hour, and smoke is still hovering over the city. China's rubber stamp parliament has approved national security legislation covering the semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong. The measure could see Chinese intelligence agencies based in Hong Kong as a deterrent to pro-democracy forces. They insist the proposed bill would be a severe blow to Hong Kong's freedoms. The U.S. National Security Agency says the same Russian military hacking group that interfered in the 2016 presidential election and unleashed a devastating 2017 malware attack has been exploiting a major email server program since last August or even earlier. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app for your listening convenience. Via remote, this is VOA News, and I'm Gene Randall.